We have about 4 minutes if people... They were good, weren't they? Yes. We have about 4 minutes for questions, and I think I will begin them now because while the other ones are being collected. These are for Chris. These two are for you. Pick one and I'll read the question. Virginia Mollenkott also has outlines available if anyone would like one, and they're up here at the front table.
I think that up here we are pretty much at a consensus that there is no use trying to do this. I mean, we at some level. I mean, although I think maybe I think the way I'd like to respond is just to share with you the questions. This is not to negate or to sidestep. I think the questions are huge and they're revealing, and I think I'd just like to honor them by sharing them. What needs to happen for our worshiping communities to become places where we can bring, offer our secrets, our whole selves? A lot needs to happen. I mean, I don't know. I'm just gonna read the questions. We're out of time. When one is a pastor of a congregation which is not yet a weeping confessional community of resistance, when she does not have a place group with which to weep and confess, how does she care for herself? How does she create community for herself? Not that I know anyone like this. How does a local church pastor lead a people in worship when folks want to cover their hungers and come to worship to be entertained by the choir and the minister and the children? Please elaborate on worship rooted in Earth's rhythms, and how can we address these issues without getting into the legalism of boundaries that have been created by us through our different denominational theologies. Thank you. I apologize that we don't have time to go at this with them.
Yeah, I also regret deeply that we don't have time to have discussion. I just want to address one question which was raised to me. Am I not being blasphemous in referring to God as she? I think it doesn't really. God is quite safe. Our God language. Our God language is always metaphoric in the first place. Will not hurt God in any way, whatever way we refer to her. But I do think it's important for the human race, for justice to women as well as men, girls as well as boys, that we even out our references. And as I said, God is a distinctly masculinist, androcentric term, and therefore I balance it with gynocentric pronouns not in order to say that God is a woman, but in order to say that God is neither male nor female, both male and female, and a lot more that we probably have no way of imagining.
I think I just want to say one last thing, that for me as a white woman, and I don't think it's implied in most of what I do these days and directly talked about in most of what I do, I really do think that perhaps one of the primary agendas for white communities is to work an infinite number of ways in our liturgies on white racism. I mean, we are in a time, and we always have been, of absolute white supremacy. And its ugly head is coming back in a multitude of ways and is with us always. And it's reflected in this conference at levels that we regret and feel. But it's here and it's alive. And I mean, I think this is absolutely our agenda. It must be, as white folks, to deal with this.
Let us show our gratitude to the speakers and bless their work and them as they go on their way.